The type of control hold used on 7-year-old Angelica Arndt by staff of the Northwest Counseling and Guidance Clinic is at the center of the case. The initial coroner's report says her death was caused by complications of chest compression asphyxia. Rick Palaszczuk heads up the Rice Lake branch of Disability Rights Wisconsin, a legal advocacy group for people with disabilities.
The child is taken to the floor and held down, both someone across the arms, someone across the legs, and from some of the parents, it seems that they actually laid across the students.
An investigation of the Rice Lake Clinic by the Department of Health and Family Services found the child was held in this type of control hold 9 times for 1 to 2 hours each time. That amount of time is shocking to UW-Eau Claire professor Rose Battaglio. She's the university's EBD, or Emotional and Behavioral Disabilities Coordinator, and considers physical restraint a last resort.
The state recommends, you know, 1 minute per year of age, so it's a very small period of time where you need to hold somebody.
Rather, Professor Battaglio instructs teachers on how to observe students and intervene before abusive behavior occurs. And others are asking why the child was held on the floor.
At no point in time should the child ever go to the floor.
Lynn Meslowski is Assistant Superintendent for Student Services at Menominee School District, where one of the company's 12 clinics is located. She teaches the nationally recognized CPI, or the Crisis Prevention Institute's program for students with EBD. Who are the students she works with whose chronic behavior may necessitate a move from the classroom to a day treatment facility?
We have had students who have been severely mentally ill with things like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, who have all of a sudden in the middle of class start screaming, talking back, throwing things, including furniture, breaking windows, hitting teachers and other students, throwing books, outright refusal to work, very inappropriate language, those kinds of things.
Lynn Meslowski says if a child has to be restrained, he or she is held in an upright position, but bent over, and usually for no more than 10 minutes. The Menominee teacher is quick to point out her working experience with the Northwest Guidance Clinic in Menominee has been very positive. Rice Lake Clinic officials have been advised not to speak about the child's death because of the criminal investigation. But in a letter published in July in the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram, President Denison Tucker wrote that the 7-year-old, quote, suffered from severe mental disorders. She was self-abusive and self-mutilating and could spiral into psychotic rage, not temper tantrums. Her condition, he writes, was persistent and posed a threat to her safety and others. Her treatment plan was reviewed by the state psychiatrist and approved by DHFS. No questions about her treatment have been raised in the past, unquote. However, the state's report says the agency failed to demonstrate the type of restraint used on Angelica Arndt was justified, and it says staff training was inadequate. Consequently, as of August 15th, the Rice Lake facility will be closed for at least 6 months. The 11 clients will be transferred to other locations. Meanwhile, the Barron County District Attorney could announce criminal charges in the case sometime this month. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.